But the focus these days is on Courtney, who is now trying to project yet another image, that of survivor.
What's the biggest misconception about you?
That I'm not educated, and that I'm not clean, and that I'm not...
Clean, being clean in prison, or clean on drugs, off drugs?
Well, both.
Mm-hmm. You are on nothing?
No.
You are on nothing today?
No.
No heroin?
My God!
Well, I'm going to ask you all the questions that people think. No more heroin?
No.
Finished?
No.
Prozac?
No. Stop.
Prescription drugs?
Didn't work. The Prozac didn't work.
Did you use heroin while you were pregnant?
Yes, in the first month of my pregnancy. Absolutely, I did. Never denied it. Never have denied that.
Are you a good mother?
Yes, I'm an excellent mother.
Ever do drugs in front of your child?
My God. What a question. No.
But Courtney, you know these are the things that people say. Some people feel that you, in a way, have a death wish and that you are going to end up dying.
I think that's what the stage
before.
Diving was about.
Yeah.
Like, all right, kill me. Crucify me. Get me. Come on. Tear my breast off. Take off my underwear. Little shreds. Go on, do it. Take out my hair. Break my arms. Break my teeth. I lost a tooth. This is right here. I knocked it out. I beat a cat.
Is that over?
Honestly? No. I don't know if it ever will be. It's always been there.
Why, Courtney? Why do you have the feeling that you've got to do away with yourself?
I'm a rebel, and I am pissed. I'm mad. That I feel like Americans feel like, well, this soap opera would be so much neater if she was dead. So they project this onto me.
Angry with you that you're still alive and he's not. So why don't you do
it?
Not
even anger or hostility so much as like finish it off.
Let's get rid of this story.
It's the soap opera. We've been watching General Hospital for years. You know, you're supposed to die now. I have a daughter, and it makes me just want to just flip them the bird. It makes me angry.
That people want to see you finished because it ends.
Yeah, there's a part of me that has, like, amazing, huge guilt, and another part of me that's like, forget it.
I'm going to
be 95. So I'm torn between the two places.
Courtney, your childhood reads like, some kind of a novel that people wouldn't believe. What was your childhood like?
I don't know, my father.
When you simulate your husband's death, to some people, that's really terrible taste. Why do you do it?
What do I do? Do I ignore it? Do I acknowledge it? Is there a middle ground? What can I do? Do I sit here and, you know, play Betty Crocker and pretend that I don't write music?
So this
and die?
So this was your way of what? Paying tribute to him by doing that on stage?
It's more catharsis.
For you.
It's catharsis. And there's not a thing I could or would take back because it was for me, not for them. And yet they get something out of it. I'm not a clown. I would never dishonor my husband. And I don't think I have.
Do you blame yourself? I mean, I know that there are fans of his who
yes,
blame you.
I do.
What could you have done different? And what do you blame yourself for?
About 8,000 things. 8,000 million things.
Could you have stopped it?
Yes.
Could you have stopped it permanently?
No, but I could have been diligent. Hold on, please.
Let's talk about something else.
Okay,
let's talk
about
something
else. No, finish it.
Okay.
Damn it, finish it.
All right.
So they
want to
know.
Why do you think your husband killed himself?
He was ganged up upon. I don't think that intervention works.
You think he should
certain people of a certain age?
Ganged up upon by people trying to get him off the drugs? You think he should have stayed on the drugs? If he'd stayed on the drugs, he would have been alive? What do you really feel?
I don't know.
You feel his death is your fault?
In this instance, yes.
Because?
Because I didn't need to call for an intervention. I shouldn't have called for an intervention. I just panicked.
Because you tried to get him off drugs, and because he was not able to get off drugs, even though you were trying to do the right thing, it's your fault.
He thought it was a waste of space. Yes.